Show. Doug goes wall to wall when the news is breaking fast on KSL News Radio.
Great to have you along on the Doug Wright Show here at KSL News Radio. All right, on the halftime show, we're going to throw a lot of the things in on Donald Trump and so on, because we are at Christmas Box House, and it's just been so much fun to spend a little time talking with our great folks. I just saw Ethan walk by from the Nightside Project just a moment ago. He's been out working on things, and it is so much fun to just bring this amazing facility that does so much good for kids who have been in real tough circumstances, and to watch this just come to life. And when the kids come back at 12 o'clock, they're out on a little field trip right now. They're just going to walk into a Christmas wonderland. A little earlier today, and this is something that I'd hoped to do yesterday, but today actually worked out a little better. The president of the Senate, Wayne Niederhauser, is going to join us now, and there is an event that is happening in the state of Utah where legislators from around the country are meeting right here in Utah, 80 state legislators representing around 30 states or so, to talk about maybe having a constitutional convention. It's the Assembly of State Legislatures. And Wayne Niederhauser, thank you for joining us. And what exactly is this gathering all about?
Just briefly, Doug, good morning. We're gathering as an assembly. Delegates from 29 states are meeting here in Salt Lake to propose rules and procedures for a convention of the states to propose amendments to the Constitution. We have felt as an organization that the first place to start is the how a convention would operate, and not what it would operate on, like a balanced budget amendment or reform in elections. There are many ideas about how we'd amend the Constitution, but we're starting with the how.
It's interesting because often there is a prime moving factor like a balanced budget amendment or something like that that tends to be the motivation. But this group has been together now for several years and has been working on this. Is there a pressing need? Is there a states' rights issue here? What motivates this?
Well, there is a pressing need, Doug, because we now have 27 states that have called for a convention to propose amendments to the Constitution, Utah included, for a balanced budget amendment. There are a number of other states that will be considering it again this spring and winter during the legislative session. So, I mean, it's possible, it may not be probable, that we could get to 34 states by next year.
You know, it's so interesting to talk about this process because most of us are familiar with, of course, the Constitution can be amended, and it usually by a two-thirds majority vote in both the House of Representatives and the Senate, and then by ratification by the states moves forward. But I wonder how many people are really aware that there is Plan B that is built into Article 5, if I remember correctly, of the Constitution, where a constitutional convention itself can be called by two-thirds of the state legislatures. It's kind of interesting. That Plan B isn't talked about very often.
No, it isn't, because it's never been used. As the states have gotten close to 34 states calling for a convention, Congress has acted. And today, though, is a little bit different. We now have, for probably several decades, been losing jurisdiction and power to a central government in Washington, D.C., and the states are now saying, how long can we continue to concentrate power in Washington, D.C. without exercising our powers to put a check on the federal government? And I just think personally, and I'm hearing from a lot of people, that they're kind of fed up with what's happening in Washington. And we want to bring the power back to our states and back to our people, because that was the beauty of our design, or the government, the design of our government right from the beginning, is the power was spread out among the states, to the cities, to the counties, to the people. And now we're seeing it all being gathered in one location, which is very controlling. And when you have power in one location with that control, it's very corrupting.
We're talking with the president of the Utah State Senate and President Wayne Niederhauser participating in this event that has brought lawmakers from all around the country, state lawmakers from all around the country here to the state of Utah to discuss a constitutional convention. There are those, and I've heard this argument, Wayne, that people have expressed concern that, after all, the original constitutional convention, the idea was that they were simply going to gather in Philadelphia and kind of repair the Articles of Confederation. And thus, wow, you know, the lid kind of came off that, everything, and it ended up being a brand new constitution, which at the time was somewhat controversial. Thus, we have the Federalist Papers and very prominent individuals arguing for the Constitution when they expected just a repair of the Articles of Confederation. Some have argued that perhaps the same thing could happen here, that things could perhaps run amok. It wouldn't just be amending the Constitution. It would be a major overhaul. Do you fear that at all?
I don't, and this is why. There's two reasons. First of all, this is a convention to propose amendments. That's the language in the Constitution. This isn't a constitutional convention that we're gathering for. We're proposing amendments to the existing Constitution. And secondly, there was another safety factor put in the Constitution that 38 states have to ratify anything that a convention does. And that's a high bar. That's 38 states. And I know of at least 25 red states that by vote of the people, by an act of the legislature, would not ratify a wholesale change to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. What is the temperament among those who now are our guests here in the state of Utah, coming in from all over the country? Are they pretty much focused on particular issues, or do they all have their own agendas of things that ultimately like to propose for amendment?
Well, we are very careful not to address the what, the balanced budget amendment, or whatever some whatever other ideas there are out there to amend the Constitution. We're just focused on the process. How would a convention operate? What are the rules? What are the procedures? And those are very important to any convention so that it's run well and it's fair. And so that's the discussion we're having. That's our focus. And we're not even allowing any discussion of what we would be addressing.
Since this group first met back in December of 2013, and I think that was at George Washington's home at Mount Vernon, the estate back there in Virginia, and then it went to Indianapolis and Denver and Washington, D.C., and now here in Salt Lake City. Are you sensing there's a real head of steam building up here? Are more and more people not only getting on board but becoming enthused about this?
There are, Doug, and the huge difference for what's happening here in Utah versus some of the other meetings, most of the first meetings were dominated completely by Republicans. We now have a significant contingency of Democrats here because at the end of the day, this will have to be a bipartisan effort to have any chance of success. And it's refreshing to have now colleagues from across the country, from the Democratic Party here, discussing with Republicans how a convention would operate.
I really appreciate you bringing that up because I was wondering how ultimately bipartisan this would be. Do you find that some of the same general concerns are the same for Republicans and Democrats? Well, maybe the priority of what an amendment ultimately might be. Is everybody pretty much on the same page concerned about the power flowing to Washington, D.C.?
That is the general concern, and some of the gridlock, some of the things that they can't get done, some of the things that they are getting done and taking jurisdiction away from the states, that is the general concern.
President Niederhauser, I really appreciate you joining us here at KSL today. I wish you and the others who are convening today the very, very best, and I'm going to be very interested to see what comes out of the meeting. I know you've got to get back to the events and host all these great folks from around the country, but thank you for spending this time with us.
All right. Have a great day.